This show furnished by Sheridan In-Home Care.
Although you'll be receiving valuable advice from our host, please remember this is not therapy. It does not replace a relationship with a qualified mental health professional.
This is Dr. Howard Gluss, and welcome to Engaging Minds. Every week, we look at our world from a psychological point of view. We broadcast every Saturday night between 7 and 8 p.m. here in Southern California. If you want to engage with me and call me, the number is 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. And you can also email me at drhowardgluss@live.com. We have a pretty amazing show tonight, and I wanted to focus on the artist's life, looking at the concept of success, creativity, mental illness, and addiction, because as a psychologist working in Los Angeles, a lot of times I have to deal with those issues, and many times all rolled up into one patient. So in order to help me understand it, I got two amazing guests on. One is going to be Sid Levine. He's a veteran agent and owner of the Levine Agency, and he'll be on for the first half of the show. And then we're going to get veteran award-winning writer and producer of television, news specials, and live musical events, John Bryan. Sid, let's start off with you. So I wanted to share a little story with you. I've been working with a patient for a long time, and he tends to cycle. He's an actor. He's fairly successful, but it seems like every time he gets a lot of success is when he gets the most self-destructive and gets frightened, suffers from a lot of anxiety, and we have to spend a lot of time trying to help him basically not destroy his career. And as a veteran agent, I was wondering, is this something you've dealt with? Do you have any insight? Because I know there's a lot of listeners out there, too, who would like to understand what you would have to say about this topic.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you very much for having me on the show, Howard.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And I want to congratulate you for your new show on KABC.
Well, thank you very much. Fantastic. I appreciate it.
This is a fabulous guy, Howard. I just want everybody to know that. Okay. The people that I've represented over the years that achieve a lot of success and they book a lot of jobs and they make a lot of money, a lot of them feel that they kind of don't deserve it.
The unworthiness of it.
Yeah, and they feel that they should kind of put every obstacle in their way to self-destruct, so to speak.
Yeah, you know what I found? A lot of times, you know, the road to success, when people are trying to get successful, there's so much inertia and energy into that, they don't have time to think about the other stuff. Once they get to success and they reach this plateau, all the insecurities come up and the self-worth tends to surface.
That's right. The more successful they become, the more they feel they don't deserve it.
So if you were dealing, I'm going to call them a patient, but you're going to call them a client, and
right,
they were in your office, what would you say to them during that time?
You're crazy. No. I would tell them.
Is that a new diagnosis of mental illness? You're meshuggah, as they say?
You're completely meshuggah.
Yeah.
There are like a 1% or a 0.5% of SAG-AFTRA actors that work consistently. And how fortunate you are to be in that percentage. Why would you want to screw it up? If you're an artist and you're really good at acting, I'm talking really, really good at it, and you go in and you beat the competition and you book and you book and you book, why would you want to do that? The worst enemy is yourself.
Exactly. And I don't think that people consciously do it. I think it's something in their unconscious that it's a sense of unworthiness. It's a sense of feeling uncomfortable in a new territory. You know, we're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. And even if we're in a bad place and it's a place where we are struggling and don't feel good about ourselves, at least it's familiar. Success can bring on a lot of unfamiliarity, and it's going to cause people to get anxious. And to deal with the anxiety, they may regress and go back.
And that's why they need people around them.
Absolutely.
That can help them, family members, people that don't want something out of them. They just want to help them as caring individuals. But unfortunately in Hollywood, you know, you hit it big and your agent, your manager, your business manager, your PR people, all your friends around you All they want to do is they want to see if you can help them, if you can, you know, try to
do something
spread the
for
success
them.
Around, you know, help me get on the show if you're on a show, whatever. And it's a lot of pressure for somebody. And if you don't do that for your friends, then they're like, oh.
Well, you don't care about me.
You're stuck up now. You hit it big, and now you don't even think about me anymore. So, no, there's no way you could win.
And
a lot of times you don't have the power at the beginning of your success to do all of that.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, you know, I know, again, through the years you've had clients that have dealt with this issue. So for people listening out there, if they want to call in, again, it's 1-800-222-5222. If you have a question for myself or Sid Levine, feel free to call. But in the clients that you've seen, what do you think is part of their personality that has allowed them to stay successful?
Well, for instance, there's one client that I have that has been with me for about 17 years. Her name is Carla Jimenez.
Great.
And she's on the Mick. She plays Alba on the Mick. She is one fantastic individual. She is just, the only thing better than her acting is her as a person. She's smart. She has a lot of common sense. She obviously was raised right. Her sisters, everybody, it's a tight-knit family. And she knows how to handle this success. She's fantastic.
Do you
she's
think
great.
So what is it that she does that you think helps her handle it? One, you mentioned, sounds like she has a great support system.
Yes, but it's her.
It's her personality.
It's her personality, but her intelligence and her individualism. I mean, she can go into a room and she can perform, and she's just fearless. She's fantastic.
Yeah, that concept of being fearless is great.
You have to.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in this business and you want to hit it big, you have to be fearless. You cannot be scared to go in the room when that reading is your multi-million-dollar reading, if the series is picked up, or if you're going to get that supporting lead or lead in a major motion picture. You have to be able to deliver the goods when you need to deliver it the most.
You know, I think that's brilliant, Sid, because I have a patient, and he's a successful character actor. And what he said to me was, you know, so many times when I'm working as an actor, everybody's telling me what to do. The time that I actually get to be the most creative is at the audition, because the first time around, I can get to do whatever I want to do. And he said, because he's changed the concept of audition. Instead of trying to worry about impressing other people, he tries to get into his own creative process, and he feels that's why he gets jobs, because he feels like he auditions well because he has fun with it.
If you're an actor or actress, that audition time is your time. That audition time is your time to shine, is your time to do what you can do with that part. And nobody should take that away from you. That's a chance you sometimes have to take that is way out of left field, but it might work, or it's a chance that would be very conservative. But you never forget that if you want to make it big and you have that big audition, that is your time to get it.
And as someone who works with people who have stage fright, what I tell them is, you know, turn the auditioners into somebody that actually likes you, not maybe an unconscious bad parent that you're trying to impress, because the people sitting on the other side, they actually want you to get the job. They want to be there for you. So try to think of them in that manner, that this isn't a hostile environment.
So let me ask you, Howard, because you're the professional.
Uh-oh.
Should you imagine everybody in the room naked?
I know people say that all the time. It depends what. Well, you know, that's an individual choice, but that's a great question, say, because it depends whatever works. Mm. If that works for you and you need to imagine everyone naked, go for it. If you need to imagine everyone as a loving parent that you never had, go for it. I think it has to come from who you are.
I do, too. I mean, listen, if you're going to be scared, don't get into acting.
Yeah.
Because
agenting.
Or agenting, too, yeah. Definitely that.
Or being a psychologist. Yes.
I mean, that's right. If you're going to be scared and say, gee, I really can't do this or that, don't do it. Why would you put yourself through all that hell?
It's true. You know what? Also, something to think about when you're dealing with anxiety is what I say to myself is, if I have like a little bit of anxiety, about something, I actually think I'm on track, because there's such a thing as good anxiety that causes you to grow. If it's too overwhelming, then maybe I have to rethink it. But I go after the stuff that scares me, and it's usually a better choice.
Well, you should always have that, you know, that kind of anxiety, so to speak. If you don't, I mean, we're human. We're going to have it. But you should use it to your advantage. You should somehow use it to your advantage. You know, if you have an acting teacher or a private coach or whatever, that they can help you with that if they're any good, or they're just out to take your
money.
So
what you're telling... Yeah, exactly. But I think what you're telling us the most when you mentioned this story about Carly is to be yourself, use your anxiety in a positive way, try to get into that creative flow, and try to surround yourself with a great support system.
Yeah, I mean, all I can say from her particular case is that she's just fearless.
Fearless.
I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I couldn't do the stuff she does. She's the best at what she does, obviously, because of her success, and she knows it.
But I'm wondering, you know, we're going to take a break in a moment, but I want to talk to you about the concept of talent and staying sane during this process, because for a lot of people, it's so much stress, it's hard to stay sane.
Oh, yes. I don't think I am.
Listen, I don't think I am either, but that's a whole nother show. We're going to take a break. Sid, I'm Dr. Howard Gluss. If you want to find out more about the work I do or looking for psychological services that cater to the creative artist, you can always reach me at drhowardgluss@live.com.
The Kelei Counseling Center in Beverly Hills offers compassionate psychotherapy and psychological assessment services under the expert direction of Dr. Howard Gluss. The center focuses on alcohol and substance abuse counseling, eating disorders, mood and anxiety disorders, weight management, geriatric and adolescent psychology, couples counseling, and LGBTQ issues. Their assessment services provide thorough and accurate neuropsychological, psychoeducational, and forensic assessments. At the Kelei Counseling Center, their focus is on making you the most important light in your life. For more information, visit drgluss.com, or to schedule an appointment, contact 323-935-9712. That's 323-935-9712. Again, 323-935-9712.
Coming up on the next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll tell you how many leagues try to take Trump out over the weekend. Why are you looking at me?
Free country, ain't it?
Oh, my. Watch it local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hello.
Don't miss out on amazing Memorial Day holiday tire specials at your local Sears Auto Center. And take advantage of our best tire prices. Now through Memorial Day, you can buy 3 tires and get the 4th free on in-stock tires only with the purchase of an installation package. And don't forget to ask about our free oil change offer. See associate for details at your local Sears Auto Center. We put your life in drive. Exclusions may apply. Installation packages include 6-month, 1-year, or lifetime alignment. Offer valid through June 3rd.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? It's Joe Pags here talking about Helix Sleep. Helix builds custom mattresses shipped right to your door for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they'll build you a mattress made just for you. I went and did it, went to the website, got our Helix mattress, and my wife and I both love it. Shipping is free. You're going to have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio. Get $50 towards your new mattress. helixsleep.com/talkradio.
How would you like to get paid an additional $10,000 or more per month flipping houses? Well, listen to this. OTA Real Estate Academy has the answer for you with their Cash Flow Strategies Kit. With this kit, you'll learn how to find below market value properties to increase your cash payout with a quick fix and flip. You'll also learn how to build an income stream with rental units and how to locate all traditional financing or crowdfunding opportunities available in your area. Now, for a limited time, anyone that calls OTA Real Estate Academy will get a free copy of their Cash Flow Strategies Kit. There's no catch. It's 100% free. Call 800-439-5691. Now to get your free cash flow strategies kit, call 800-439-5691 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get 2 free tickets to a live real estate workshop happening throughout LA and Orange County. That's right, a free cash flow strategies kit and tickets to a free real estate workshop. So call 800-439-5691. Now to get your free cash flow strategies kit, call 800-439-5691. Call now.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist, brought to you in part by Sheridan In-Home Care.
And we are back with Sid Levine. He is the veteran agent and owner of the Levine Agency. I want to remind our listeners, if you want to call in, it's at 1-800-222-5222. You know, Sid, before on our last segment, we mentioned something we were laughing a lot about, and I just wanted to bring it up. You talked about this concept of, you know, meshuggah, feeling crazy. For our listeners out there, that means feeling crazy. And I was thinking at the break that I think one of the most important attributes is you have to embrace your craziness and not be afraid of it and see it as your talent and then let yourself go with it instead of trying to be normal or fighting it, that we all have a little bit of craziness and that's something we shouldn't be afraid of.
I totally agree that you should embrace your craziness. Of course, you have to rate that craziness on a scale of 1 to 10 and not come across too crazy. So
perfect.
What you need to do is have people around you that care for you that say, hey, I think you're really going crazy or you're acting too over the top or whatever. But you use everything you can in your life experience and who you are when you audition.
Absolutely.
But if you're a little crazy, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. But
crazy's
if you're a lot crazy, maybe that'd be something you might want to address.
Exactly, exactly. You may want to come see me.
Yes, you have to go see Howard if that's the case immediately.
Yeah, that's me. exactly. You don't want your craziness to be destructive. Yes. Just a little bit of crazy is interesting.
Yes. Oh, definitely. I always consider myself a little crazy.
And knowing you, you embrace it.
Yes, and I've analyzed myself in the mirror, and that's how I do my analyzing.
Exactly.
But every actor is different, and everybody's personality is different. And, you know, as long as you don't come across like, you know, you're going to go berserk in the office, I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
You use it to your advantage.
Absolutely. Sid, if people wanted to find out more about you and your work, you've had this incredible career as an agent for so many years. Is there anything you want to share with our listeners about who you are?
Well, I definitely do. But before I do that, Howard, I would like to congratulate you again on the new show on KBC. Now, it's been a long, long time since I did a singing telegram.
Okay.
And I, in Southern California, I originated that and ran it for 10 years as Sid Singing Telegrams.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to make an attempt here to do a singing telegram. It's been the first one in a long time to congratulate you, Howard.
Uh-oh. You know, here you are being fearless, Sid. This is what
yes,
I love.
I'm being tremendously crazy and fearless here.
I know, and I have an opening on Monday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be
okay,
there.
Okay, go for it.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. I dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful evening like this, that no one would ever dare to miss, 'cause Howard is here at KABC. Let's give him a cheer on a wonderful evening like this. On a day like today, Howard could kiss everybody. He's so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, he invites everybody to come and dine. That would be fine, and Howard will pay the bill. Let me take this occasion to say that the whole human race should get down on its knees, show that we're grateful for moments like these, for the world's in a wonderful way. Congratulations, Howard, on your new show at KABC. Today,
Sid, you're making me cry.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so sweet. That was really great. And you know what?
Well,
you have an amazing voice.
Well, thank you.
Can I be your agent?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, really, that meant a lot to me. I
mean that, and the people that love you mean that. All the people that know you, and Scott, and Marcia, and we all mean...
And let's not forget time. Rhonda.
And Rhonda, of course.
Yeah.
We all mean that tremendously. And John, who else?
Yeah, I could go through the list. This is like accepting an award, and you're afraid that you didn't mention someone,
yeah.
And you get in trouble.
No, I got to mention everybody.
You know, that was really great, Sid, so I appreciate it. But you know
all
what?
Right,
it
so goes tell you a little about me?
No, yeah, go ahead.
All right, so... I run the Levine Agency. My wife and I ran it for, she just kind of semi-retired after 23 years, but I've been doing it for 31 years. We're at 8484 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 750 in Beverly Hills. The zip code is 90211. My email is Sid, S-I-D, at the, T-H-E-L-E-V-I-N, no E at the end, agency.com, Sid at the LevineAgency.com. And if somebody's out there and they're an established actor or there's somebody that thinks that they've got it, email me your picture and resume. Let me take a look at it. I'm known for the underdog. I'm known for giving people a shot that nobody else kind of does that. I just opened up a literary department, and if you want to send a script, that's fine as well. And... also, I would like to mention, I have to mention this, that one of my clients, a guy named Colt Romberger, he is doing an incredible event. He is riding a horse from Santa Monica to Washington, D.C. in honor of his father who passed away, I think, a year or two ago. I'm sorry if I don't remember that, of Agent Orange. And if any of you, it's called Expedition Orange is the name of his event. And if you look it up on the internet, if there's any way that you can help him financially or support him in any way or spread the word, that would be great, because this is one hell of a guy. He's a policeman in Glendale as well. He's done a tour in Iraq, and he's an incredible guy.
And
so
I do
just
want
had to say that.
Thank you, Sid. I appreciate that, because I do want to tell our listeners we're actually going to get Colt on the show.
Oh, that's great.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to get him on the phone, and we're going to follow him from time to time to see where he's at and what his experience is like.
That's great. Thank
you. So he's going to be a regular on this show. So, Sid, the concept of talent, you're a talent agent. What do you think? Where do you think talent comes from? And why do you think some people succeed in the entertainment industry and others don't, who may have the exact same talent?
Well, first of all, let me say there's probably a lot of people with a tremendous amount of talent that never get a break, or they just never make it. And then there are some that are just born with natural talent, and they're so incredible and fantastic, whether the Beyonce or whoever it is, that they just hit it big, and that's their talent comes from just them. It's not taught. I'm from the old school that either you have it or you don't. And where your talent comes from is from your heart and your will and your desire to never quit and know in your heart that you're talented enough to do it, to hit it big. It's a lifetime commitment. I started being an agent when I was 28. I'm 59. And it's a lifetime commitment if you want to get in this business. You can't give yourself a year or two or three and say, I got a lot of talent, but I'll give myself 3 years, and if it doesn't work out, I'll quit.
I couldn't agree with you more. I was talking to a patient the other day about that, and he's somebody who started acting in his late 50s. And he's frustrated right now because he's not getting the work he would like to get. And I said to him, you know, and this is someone who did it in his retirement, if you really love the work and you're in it for the creativity and you're in it for the experience, because this is someone who's actually made a lot of money, so he doesn't have to do it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just keep doing it because this is something you love to do and it brings a lot of joy to your life. And, you know, you can't control what goes on the outside. You can only do what you can do. And I agree, because he keeps saying, I've done it for 2 or 3 years, I don't have... And he's had some success, but I don't have the success that I wish I had. I said, well, you know, don't do that to yourself. Just do it, because you don't know where it's going to come from. Just keep putting yourself out there and have a good time with it.
Yes. I mean, I've represented people over the years that retired school teachers, retired executives from all ranges of life. And they've always in their heart wanted to pursue acting, but they never did because they had prior commitments and responsibilities. And I've represented them. Some of them have worked a lot, and some had no clue, and they were didn't do it.
So, Sid, we're almost done. I do want to tell our listeners also, if you missed any of Sid's contact information, you could always contact me at drhowardglass@live.com. So, Sid, as we're about to exit, could we get a little encore of your song to bring us out out of this segment?
All right. I can remember this one thing. I'll do this real quick.
Okay.
Baby face. Howard has the cutest little baby face.
Okay. Well, as someone said to me, you have a face for radio.
I have a body for radio.
Me too. I'm Dr. Howard Gluss, and if you want to call me in again, that number is 1-800-222-5222. You can always email me at drhowardgluss@live.com. And we'll be back talking more about this subject with veteran producer John Bryan.
Sheridan In-Home Care is the affordable solution for families caring for elderly loved ones by providing highly qualified professional caregivers in the comfort of their own home, hospital, or assisted living. Sheridan is independently owned and operated by Susan Dost, President and CEO. Sheridan's highly trained caregivers specialize in Alzheimer's and dementia care. Sheridan's A-list of caregivers are available throughout the greater Los Angeles and Palm Springs area. Please check out SheridanCare.com or call for a free in-home assessment at 310-204-1187.
If you're going to understand the form of our government, you have to understand something that's in the Declaration of Independence as a precursor. We're trying to explain the United States of America. There are questions here, huge questions. We have a lot of thinking to do.
As a Hillsdale student, professors like Dr. Arn inspire me to learn about human nature and government. Join us for a new free Constitution course that mirrors the classroom experience. Enroll at freeconstitutioncourse.com. freeconstitutioncourse.com.
This spring, pour on the color and protection with EarthGrow colored mulch at the Home Depot. Right now, 4 bags are just $10. EarthGrow protects plants by helping soil maintain moisture. Plus, it comes in beautiful red, brown, or black and holds its color up to 12 months. So this year, a colorful garden or flower bed is in the bag. Get a fresh take on spring with 4 bags of EarthGrow mulch, just $10 now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store. Valid through May 24th.
Hey, it's Heidi. If you want to sell your used car easy and hassle-free, then you have to call 800-870-1841. What's that number? Well, that's the number to CarStub. CarStub.com will get you more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassle of selling it yourself. CarStub.com will handle everything. I'm talking top to bottom, start to finish. The DMV paperwork, they'll get your car smog tested, and if everything checks out, they'll buy your car on the spot. Call them, 800-870-1841. So if you own a car, truck, van, or SUV, you could be sitting on a pile of cash that you can have access to today. Call them, 800-870-1841. You want convenience, right? Well, CarStub.com is probably the most convenient way to sell your car. It's the new marketplace to sell your car same day and at a great price. You will not be sorry. Believe me, I know the owner, Derek, and he will get it done for you. Call him, 800-870-1841. Are you curious about what your used car might be worth? Maybe you're not ready to sell just yet. Check out CarStub.com. Don't forget to tell them Heidi sent you. Go to CarStub.com, have an appraiser at your home the same day, or call them 800-870-1841 or visit CarStub.com today.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist, brought to you in part by Sheridan In-Home Care.
I'm Dr. Howard Gluss, and welcome back to Engaging Minds. We're here every week to look at the world from a psychological point of view. We broadcast every Saturday night between 7 and 8 p.m. here in Southern California. If you want to call me, it's 1-800-222-5222. And we're here with John Bryan. He is, as I mentioned before, a writer, producer of television news specials and live musical events. And more than anything, I want to say he's a good friend of mine. So, John, I want to welcome you to the show.
Be careful with that one.
I know, really, exactly.
A good friend.
Okay, well, He's an acquaintance I just met. Let's not push it.
Congratulations, Dr. G. Congratulations.
Well, John, you know what? I do want to say to all this, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. So I want to thank him for that.
My publicist gets paid every time you say that.
Yeah, really? So, John, beforehand, we were talking about this concept of success. And as someone who's been in the business for a long time and as a veteran as yourself, and there's so many listeners out there, I hear it from patients all the time who are working in the entertainment industry, this concept of success and how to get there and how to maintain it. I would love to hear your opinion about it, what you think someone really needs to have, what attributes, who they are to make it and maintain their success.
You know, I think there's a lot of things. This is, I was listening to your guest before, and it is a business. A lot of people think that, oh, okay, I got talent, I can sing, or I can dance, or I can act, or I can do whatever in the industry, and then they think they're going to go out there and just knock it dead, and they don't think that it's a business. And you got to take it as totally as a business approach. So not only do you have to prepare yourself, but you also have to educate yourself on what is it that you're going in for, and also find yourself other resources out there that can also protect you financially while you're going in. Because a lot of times the success doesn't come all of a sudden. A lot of people think, oh, I can make it one night and I'm going to be a success and I'm going to have the house in Beverly Hills.
I've been at this for 2 years and I just don't have my house in Beverly Hills yet.
Exactly. And give me the limousine and the, you know, the green jelly bellies or whatever, as far as
you mean what I asked for when I came here.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I think that for me, what I've learned over the past is there's peaks and valleys in this business. You're going to go through a lot of valleys, but there are the peaks that are wonderful. You've got to make sure you pocket the money that you make from those peaks, because, in fact, you never know when it's going to go dry. And you've got also, I think that I would tell kids, I sometimes teach at AFI, and I would tell students, you've got to have other options. I mean, you've got to be able to, if you're a cinematographer, you've got to know everything else besides cinematography. If you want to be a cinematographer, if you want to be an actor, you should know behind the scenes. I started thinking I was going to be an actor. And, you know, and I was on the sets with everybody else from Johnny Depp to Tom Hanks to, I mean, you name it almost as far as that goes in my career, just going out as an
actor. Dr. Howard Glass radio show.
Yeah, and yeah, of course. Well, Dr. Too. Howard Gluss,
of course. But God,
so no. And so, my point is that you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to be in this business. If it means that you're going to be around the cameras, and you're not a star, go be an extra. If you're not an extra and you have some time, go be on the set. Go learn how to be a gaffer or a grip or whatever, because eventually, it could be your bills that are getting paid by it. So
I think that's incredible advice, and I wanted to comment on something you said a little earlier on about this idea of making it a business. I found with artists a lot of times it's hard for them mentally to separate themselves, especially I do a lot of work with creative people, with a writer, and he can't seem to be able to give up his script, and he can't seem to be able to have anyone touch it or rework it. And I'm trying to work with him as far as separating it mentally. Like, there's you as a creative artist, but this is the material you produce. Just like if you were, you know, in the clothing business and you had produced, made a shirt. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something you have, and whoever's going to want to buy it, they may ask you to alter it a bit, and you have to be willing to allow people to do that. And that can be a difficult process for a lot of people.
Well, I would go back to my brother, Mark. When Mark wrote The Artist Way, my brother with Julia Cameron, he had written The Artist Way. And one thing I learned from his process of The Artist Way was basically that you can't get married to your project to where literally that it is a creative project. And I think with creativity, it means just that. It's almost like I sort of look at the analogy of baseball or sports. You know, the one thing about filmmaking, television, whatever it is, recording a music or doing a show, producing a live show, is the fact is it's a team effort. And so without the team, I tell people all the time at AFI or wherever I'm at, that students, it's like, okay, you're not just an extra. So often people say to me, you're just an extra. And I said, you're never just an extra. Without you being an extra, there would be no movie, or there would be no TV show, or there would be no whatever success of that film. So I think when people get married to the process and to their work, and I totally get it. Everybody, as a writer, myself,
you get married to the project, but you can't let it not be a creative process of a team. And so somebody may see with another set of eyeballs to be able to say, hey, look, you know what? What if you did it this way? And the cool thing about creative, when you go into a writing room, there's a bunch of writers in the room, and they're throwing materials out all over the place, and you're whiteboarding, and you're putting up your storyboards and everything else. And so it's a process. And what happens to a lot of people is they get caught up in the moment of trying to – it's their baby, and they're not willing to get rid of their baby, or they think they're getting rid of it, even though somebody else may want to change it some.
I think that's a great point, this concept of they think they're getting rid of it, but they're not. Actually, what people are trying to do is form the piece of art. Unlike an artist who may just paint a picture, this is a collaborative effort with a lot of people, and you have to be willing to let people form it with you and see yourself as part of that collaborative process. Which leads me into sort of another clinical thing that I've seen with patients, and I know with your experience you've seen it with artists, is that this is where sometimes people may get in trouble with issues like addiction.
Mm.
Because they... they can't deal with the process, or there's so many issues for them that it's bringing up. So they sometimes go to substances or alcohol as a way to deal with uncomfortable feelings. Again, any advice in that? Because, you know, I'll just leave this. I said to a friend of mine who's in the industry, who's very successful.
You have another friend beside me? Wait a minute.
No. Actually, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I should have been. I know.
I was really bummed.
I do tell you, not people that are as smart as you.
Okay.
Thanks. But he said to me, you know what? At some point, I realized I either have to have a good therapist or really good drugs to get through this. And he chose therapy to be successful because he said the stress is tremendous.
Well, you got to look at. Yeah. The rejection process of any artist, whether you're a painter and someone else in a gallery and all of a sudden they're not good enough, or whether you're an actor and you're getting rejected every day. I mean, to be able to, you know, they say once you do an audition, don't go home and watch for the phone to ring, you know, because of the fact that it is a sense of that's why I think my point was earlier about trying to find a secondary job outlet. Is because when a lot of actors get caught up in the trap of that's going to pay my bills, and I think that's going to make you even crazier, because if you don't have that gig, you're dead, right? You're dead financially. And so not literally, but financially.
No,
you're a therapist.
I just wanted to clarify. No, I know.
Otherwise, you'd have
we
me.
Did have
the guys
disclaimer.
In the white coats would be coming over and getting me.
I know. And I've had – but you know what, John? You're 100% right, because I give people the same – you can't be desperate.
No.
The moment you're desperate, you stop being creative, and then it becomes too anxiety-provoking.
Well, you get caught in the and it's so deadly for that, because I think it's so easy to get caught up. If you're not paying your rent or your bills are due, and that's enough stress on it by itself, and then you're going into an industry that 30,000 people that day are going to be auditioning, whatever that is, or someone's going to be, you know, looking for the next big hit in a record, and all of a sudden, you know, if that paycheck's not there, it's going to just spiral. And they're going to come and see people like you and say, hey, look, now I'm taking some kind of medication because I'm really going nuts because I'm not. And then what happens is you start to guess yourself as a creative, right? Because you go, gosh, I'm not good enough, right? Because I can't pay my bills. I thought I was a good actor or singer, but I'm not making the money to pay my bills.
So it just spirals and spirals
and
spirals.
Yeah, so pretty soon you either go drinking or do drugs to self-medicate, because you don't – your self-worth. I mean, every actor out there, I think the only reason they're acting is part of it is they are a little crazy. They are a little –
Well, that's what we talked about before. You just
exactly,
embrace it. Yeah.
Your last guest. And I think, you know, like even making a movie, Stanislavski says, you know, making a movie is avoiding 30,000 mistakes. And it's right, because the fact it's preparation. I think when an actor should understand that preparation meets opportunity, that's when an actor can actually flourish. So work your craft, develop your craft, whatever it is, or a musician. I work with a lot of musicians, so
I do it. Yeah, no, I agree. We're going to take a break in a moment, but more than anything is get into the craft. Don't put yourself in a desperate situation, because it's not going to make you creative, and it's actually going to harm you a great deal. And get some realistic perspective on what it takes to be an artist. As Sid said before, you're saying it's a lifelong process, and you've got to be able to be in love with that. But you know what? It's not that much different being a psychologist. We're going to take a break from here.
You can get on my couch. I got a couple questions for you, Doc.
Uh-oh. We're going to switch. That's fine. I'll just have to check. Are you part of, do you have your Anthem card?
Anthem Blue Cross. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
I'm Dr. Howard Glass. We'll be back with the show in a moment. If you want to email me, it's drhowardglass@live.com.
Sheridan In-Home Care is the affordable solution for families caring for elderly loved ones by providing highly qualified professional caregivers in the comfort of their own home, hospital, or assisted living. Sheridan is independently owned and operated by Susan Dost, President and CEO. Sheridan's highly trained caregivers specialize in Alzheimer's and dementia care. Sheridan's A-list of caregivers are available throughout the greater Los Angeles and Palm Springs area. Please check out SheridanCare.com or call for a free in-home assessment at 310-204-1187.
Want to be an insider?
Hell yeah!
Log on to KABC.com now and become a KABC insider.
Ooh, what do I get?
Get special access to SoCal's hottest concerts,
sporting events, including Kings hockey,
and more.
Yeah!
The KABC Insider.
Because if you're not on the inside,
you're out. Register now by going inside KABC.com.
There are paint projects, and then there are paint projects. Start yours at the Home Depot with Memorial Day paint savings of $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets. That's not just more for the money. That's more for the living room and dining room, or maybe an extra bedroom or two. Unbelievable quality. Unbeatable prices. With Memorial Day paint savings of $10 to $40 off. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th.
It's time to commit to your weight loss goals. iRemove can help. This powerful weight loss supplement is unlike anything else on the market. iRemove has been scientifically proven to help people lose up to 3 times more weight than dieting alone. It's simple to use, offers great flexibility, and it works with a gentle, plant-based action so it won't harm your body with ongoing use. iRemove provides real weight loss for real life. Visit BMISmart.com and learn how iRemove can support and multiply your weight loss efforts.
Trump's excellent adventure overseas.
And $110 million for a painting? Does that include the second coat?
On the next McIntyre in the Morning, 5 to 10, get smart right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Welcome back to Engaging Minds with your host, Dr. Howard Gluss, licensed clinical psychologist, brought to you in part by Sheridan In-Home Care.
I'm Dr. Howard Gluss, and we're back with the show and talking about Sheridan Home Healthcare. I wanted to announce to our listeners that on July 10th at the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce, I'm going to be doing a lunchtime event with Susan Dost of Sheridan Home Healthcare. We're going to focus on aging and home healthcare issues. If you want more information about the event, it's drhowardglass@live.com. Space is limited, and yes, lunch will be provided free, so please make sure to make your reservation. Again, that's on July 10th at lunchtime, and we'll send you out more specific information once I hear from you. We're back with John Bryan. And John, before we go on and mention about some of the work that you do and if people can find out more information about you, I want to officially apologize for not making Sergio Mendes' concert. It was my mistake, but you did an incredible job in producing it. But tell people about the work that you do and your events and your really incredible career.
Thanks a lot for showing up.
I know,
friend.
Really.
You said friend earlier, and I'm thinking, oh, my friend didn't show up to see Sergio Mendes.
Your friend didn't show up to see Sergio Mendes. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I saved all those front row seats and everything else. And of course,
the Jewish guilt is working really well considering you're not Jewish.
Gefilte fish.
Right. Yenta.
All the yenta gefilte fish.
Okay.
That's sort of my background. I've loved this entertainment industry for a long, long time, and have been involved in every aspect over the years. A primary focus has been lately on developing our company, IMCG Productions, which I'm a senior partner in IMCG Productions and IMCGProductions.com if you want to go to our website. But we're promoting shows and putting on shows and actually taking on artists. We've got our third artist now that we're actually bringing into a label. We're launching our own label on the music side. We've got three amazing, talented artists, one from China that we're representing that's a reggae. Believe it or not, there is reggae in China.
Reggae in China? That's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is reggae. This is news breaking right now on CNN.
Here we are on 790 KABC, and we're here to announce that there is reggae in China.
There is reggae.
Yes.
You know, and then, so we have a reggae artist talent that's coming from China that's actually going to bring to the States as well as they're performing in China currently. And then we've taken on a my television partner is Dash Myhawk from Ray Donovan, where we've got a project together that we're working on together. And his wife is Valeria Mason, who is a Mexican, wonderful Latina talent that's a violinist and singer. And then we just recently also are talking about signing a young 14-year-old, almost 15, named Presley Tennant, who's incredible, too. She's all over YouTube, blowing up the charts. But I wanted to say something earlier. We were talking a little bit about artist and experience that I had, just one briefly. I mean, out of 35 years of my life, this is just one of my brief experiences. I'll be 60 this year. And by the way, you can come to my birthday, friend, if you want to, July
sure?
the 5th.
You know what, that's
you
now.
You can come, that's my second offer.
And where is it? Should I announce it? Well, you can just email us and find out where the party is.
If I keep on going, it may be in my I don't know, my living room. I'm not sure.
In your assisted care living.
That's right. And I'll just have to go
actually,
to
maybe
some meds
dosed,
and I'll be okay and whatever. But I was in Chicago some time ago, and this is something I maybe want to talk to some of the artists out there, that aspiring artists, especially actors. So I was doing some extra work before I actually got my Screen Actors Guild card years ago. And I went to this little film that I was asked to be an extra in, and it was a film called Nothing in Common with Jackie Gleason and Tom Hanks. And I went to the film thinking I was just going to be an extra. And Gary Marshall, who's kind of interesting, Penny Marshall actually later became a part of my life. Gary Marshall asked me as I was talking to Rich Kind from Second City, and obviously Rich was in the movie. And Gary came to me and he said, hey, you, can you do these lines? And I said, wow, I'm here as an extra. Here as an extra. And so the long and the short of it is, so I went over and with Rich and I exchanged lines. I got a chance to meet Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason, which was just a true honor. Jackie Gleason, he walked in the room actually during the scene, and you could actually feel the presence. Rhonda was talking earlier about feeling the presence of a major celebrity. Jackie Gleason was one of those type of people. As he walked in the room, you could feel the aura. In fact, Rich Kind looked at me, and we were sitting at the bar getting ready to do our scene, and he said, you feel it? And I said, well, feel what? And he said, he's here. And I said, Gleason. And you could literally feel it. But my point is this, is that I later found my room. Of course, I told all my friends, you got to go see the movie. And I ended up on the cutting room floor. That was a real good experience, right?
And how many times has that happened?
Just once or twice.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was the interesting thing. It gave me my SAG card. It got me Taft-Hartley and gave me my SAG card. And the coolest thing I want to say about that is never think that that's why I said you're just an extra. You never know when a director on a set or when somebody would say to you, can you do this? And even though you're not out there and you're auditioning every day as an actor, you know, I later found myself going behind the camera because of that reason. You know, I was never pretty enough when I'd go to auditions with Matt Dillon or somebody else, as far as that goes at that time. You know, and so I'd end up becoming, I got on the other side of the camera. But the one thing that I learned from that is never, never give yourself an opportunity, as far as that goes, to think that you're not going to get a shot. Because you don't know if you're going to get a shot. And when Gary Marshall, God rest his soul today, who was just an icon in this industry, I mean, it literally makes me want to cry because he's such a... I love this man and his work so much. And when he asked me, came to me and shook my hand and asked me, can you do these lines? It was the biggest honor probably of my life. And it changed my life in so many ways. And from that day, I wanted to tell other people and share with other people, you can do this.
No, I first of all, thank you very much for sharing that story. It was incredible. And it sort of inspired me to share a short little story about myself, too.
Okay.
Before my illustrious career as a psychologist, I actually was an actor in Canada. That's where I'm from.
And where?
Where, Canada?
Oh, Canada.
It's a northern state.
I heard they have, where they play soccer up there, I think.
No, yeah, it's right. We play football.
Soccer with a stick.
We do play football, but we have different rules. We have the Canadian Football League.
I don't think any of those Canadians are in this hockey tournament. I'm not sure. Anyway, go right ahead.
Oh, back to my story. But I want to add to exactly. You know, I had done some work as an actor as a kid in Canada, as a teenager, and I decided to take a train and go to New York and try to audition. And I was auditioning for all these theater companies in the United States, and did all these auditions, and I was actually at NYU, and I was leaving, and I walked into the wrong room. I thought I was supposed to audition for this company in, I think it was Minneapolis, and it ended up being ACT in San Francisco, and I walked into the room, and I announced my name, and they said, well, we don't have you on the list, and I started to go, and they said, well, would you like to audition? And this goes along with what Sid said about being fearless. I said, yeah, sure, why not? And I did the audition. They said one word to me. They said, are you Canadian? And I said, yes. Didn't hear from them. About 6 weeks later, I got a call. This is the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco. Would you come out and join our company?
Wow.
And I was just, like, blown away. And you just never know.
Yeah.
You know, you just really never know. So, and that's what ended up bringing me to the States, and then the rest is history.
Wow.
But I wanted to go back to this idea you talked about, these three people that you're, these talented people that you're working with.
Right.
So as you look with them, and as a veteran in the business and people listening to this show, what do you think talent is all about? What do you, when you see so many people that audition for you, what makes somebody stick out?
You know, it's a cliche that a lot of people use, but I truly believe it's the it factor. You know, it's you when you look at somebody, you just know they have it, and whatever it is. This young girl, in talking about her, Presley Tennant, you know, she's 14 years old, and she is already, she's been singing since she was very young. She's 10 years old. She was doing it professionally, and she's just this incredible talent. But you see her, and let's say she dances, acts, she sings, she's got a great, amazing voice. She's incredibly talented and gifted, but she's a wonderful person, but she has the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point is that the drive, here's this girl that, a great example, this probably would explain it. The people that we're looking at as the talent that we represent, it's like Valeria Mason. She's educated in music. She's one of the top violinists in all of Mexico. Her sister is the conductor or whatever in Mexico. And so these are people that have taken the craft seriously. Presley's been, even since a young child, has been working out. She now will run on a treadmill and sing in order to get her wind to be able to go out and dance while she's singing. And it's these kind of work ethics that somebody just says, that person has it, and you just know it. When you've been around, you know, 35, and you no one could say that they're going to be a star or a rock star, but you know that they have it. Now, what we do with it, right, is up to them, and it's up to whoever's around them, because it's our job as producers or promoters or somebody that's in a label or, you know, production, to make sure that it, when a director goes to a talent, he's able to, or she is able to pull out that it
and you have
factor.
To be, yeah, exactly. You have, it's just like a psychologist, you know.
Exactly.
When you're sitting with someone in therapy and you want to help them get to a better place in their life, you're trying to pull out that same talent, and it takes a certain level of security to be able to do that, and trust for someone to allow you to do it. John, you've given us such incredible information. I want to thank you for being on the show. And again, I apologize for not making it to Sergio Mendez.
No, that's okay.
But there's three other concerts I think I'm lined up for, so I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm Dr. Howard Gless. We're here every week.
Tiny Tim's next week.
Right. That's a whole other story. But we're here every week. You know, it's like wonderful people like John that we connect and we engage minds, and we We really want to engage our audience too. So I want to thank you for being on the show. If you want to email me, it's drhowardgluss@live.com.
The Keli Counseling Center in Beverly Hills offers compassionate psychotherapy and psychological assessment services under the expert direction of Dr. Howard Gluss. The center focuses on alcohol and substance abuse counseling, eating disorders, mood and anxiety disorders, weight management, geriatric and adolescent psychology, couples counseling, and LGBTQ issues. Their assessment services provide thorough and accurate neuropsychological, psychoeducational, and forensic assessments. At the Keli Counseling Center, their focus is on making you the most important light in your life. For more information, visit drgluss.com or to schedule an appointment, contact 323-935-9712. That's